Okay. Market set. I'll throw it over here and then we'll see if it works. Then it might not work. You never know with these things, you know? Our marks. Get set. Preparing. It's preparing the live stream. We should have music. Do, 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 do. Okay. So I think we're good and live and all sorts of cool stuff. So welcome, Tyler, to my
Hello.
Stronger Than You Think podcast. Hello. I'm super excited to have you. I have
Yeah.
been enjoying your videos. My kids and I, we giggle at your videos all the time. So I'm excited to meet you in real life.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Where are you? Where do you live? Where are you
That's a
located?
great
Not like
question.
creepy, but like state. You can be broad. That sounded really creepy.
I'm everywhere.
Oh,
I never say where I'm at.
fantastic.
I'm not going to.
Oh, okay, cool. You don't have to. I didn't know that. That works. I don't
Yeah.
have to say where
No,
you
I funny story. So in my videos, I'll say that I'm in a certain state, and I'll say I'm back at home here in Alaska, or I'm back at home here in I do that intentionally because I don't want people to know where I am.
Well, there you go. That works. I can understand that. Okay,
Yeah.
cool. So back home in Alaska or wherever you are today,
Yep.
that's fantastic. Thank you for joining
Yeah,
us.
of
So
course.
I'm curious, how did you start with I mean, I started you, I start I didn't start you. I started watching you with the perfect videos, which is how you started. I don't know.
No, that's that was kind of later on. So all this started as a result of going through the Army recruiting school where they taught us how to recruit people. And one of the things that kind of was glossed over was social media. And so after talking to some of the kids at the high school and realizing that that's how they communicate with one another, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll send them a message on Instagram instead of trying to call them and then their mom hangs up on me or yells at me or whatever.
Right.
So I did that and it was wildly successful. The message rate from, me sending them a direct message on Instagram versus the phone call or text message was just, I mean, I did really well as a recruiter as a result of that. And so that was all before even making videos. And so then I saw some recruiters that were making recruiting related videos, getting information out about the Army, but they all did it in the same style where they're very like, hi, my name's Sergeant Butterworth, and today I'm going to tell you, like, very like, I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
So I did two just like that because I thought that was the way to do it, and my mom liked it, my wife liked it, and that's pretty much it. And then I watched it again, and I'm like, man, that's not who I am. I'm nothing like that, even in the military. So I just started making funny videos, wearing a uniform, and the first one I did that went like pretty viral when I had like 100 followers, it got 30,000 or so views, and it was a voiceover of Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec, where I was acting like Ron Swanson. And so that video blew up, and I gained a bunch of followers from it, and I started really enjoying making the videos. So that became part of our day, like in the recruiting offices. We'd film videos and then we'd go to a high school and talk to kids at the high school about the Army and then go home, and then I would send my messages on Instagram and that was it. But the video making thing was like the best, like my favorite part.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing your story. And then you get your kids on there now, at least. And that's fun. I enjoy that. I
Yeah,
think
so
it's
that
cool.
was the
We have a lot
next.
of kids, so I appreciate seeing kids.
Yeah, of course. That was the next thing is the I want to say the no the next like big thing was the car reviews where I would flick the military vehicle or car or whatever it is and do that. And then came the coffee videos, and I did this by myself for a little bit. My kids always ask like, Dad, can we do one with you? And I was hesitant to do it, have them in it, and then I was like, you know what? We're pretty careful with what we do and how we are and how we live. So I'll let them do one. And we did one. And now I've created little monsters where every day they're like, Dad, can we do a video? That my daughter, I showed her a video yesterday that we're probably going to film this evening, where it's somebody like it's raining. So instead of raining in the video that we're going to do, my daughter's going to get to spray me with a hose for this video.
Fantastic.
And so she's very excited for that.
That's
But
awesome.
it's been fun. Yeah, we really enjoy it.
That's awesome. My husband, so I've been doing these walkie-talkie videos for a few years, and he was on one time with me, just like on a treadmill. He was just walking behind me on a treadmill, and I usually just walk outside when I do them. And that video went crazy. Like everybody loved to see it. I'm like, great. So you're the eye candy. So I mean, like, whatever. So I mean, it just kind of cracked me up. So I love seeing different things like that that wasn't in the plans, but I mean, whatever works, right?
Yeah, exactly. The best advice that I've ever gotten, or I guess that I give now, is like I don't overthink it. If I think it's funny, and I have my like rules for posting something. One, I have to think it's funny. Two, I have to be okay with my mom watching it. I would never want to post something that she deems inappropriate or not good or anything like that. And then three, can my kids watch it? And if it can meet all those things, then that's really it. I could care less about anything else, and I won't do any politics or any of that kind of stuff. There's enough of everyone's opinion on the internet. I don't need to add to it.
Oh man, isn't that the truth? Yeah, that's cool. And what's cool too is that I can see, and I think this is why I enjoy watching you. Like, I don't know how often you do this kind of stuff, if you talk to people often or not. I mean, you've got a lot of followers. I was actually kind of floored that you responded to me. So thank you for doing this.
Of course. I do podcasts every once in a while. It's really on like when I can do them and if it works out. And so I have no problem talking to anybody. So that's the weird part of this kind of space. Like as this has gotten bigger, is when I go places and I meet people, I go to the airport and people stop me and recognize me and everything. Like that's weird. It's cool, but it's weird at the same time. Like I don't feel any different. I feel like the exact same person. So I would never want to, turn anybody away or not talk to them because of who I am or how many followers I have or any of that. Like, that's so stupid. So I don't know. I can't hear you. Oh, let me check mine.
Let's see. No. Oh, it's me. I'm back.
Oh, there I
I don't know.
can hear you.
I don't
No,
know.
it's
Just
fine.
my microphone was like, I'm good. Thanks for.
I do that all the time to my boss.
Oh.
I mute myself and then keep talking, and he's like, "We can't hear you." And then I just keep going, and then I'm like, I'll unmute and go, "All right, so does anybody have any questions?" It's like, "We didn't hear any of that." I'm like, "Oh, never mind."
I mean, whatever. Yeah,
Love
that's
it.
fantastic. And
Yeah.
maybe that's what I did. I don't know. I was just saying, I love seeing your genuineness come through in everything you do. It just seems like you're having fun and being
Yeah.
goofy. And I don't know. I enjoy that. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I don't do any of this as like a manufactured kind of thing, like I have to be doing it or I like doing it. Like
Right.
I like making myself laugh. I like making other people laugh, and I've probably 75% of the videos that I do, like the parody related ones, are because people have sent me them. At this point, people will send me these and be like, "Please, can you do this one?" And a lot of times, I'll send them a message. Like if I get a lot of the same video, which happens pretty frequently, I'll message the person and I'll be like, "Well, you're the fourth person to send this to me, so here are the options. You choose which one I should do." And then they choose. Like, "Oh my God, that's so cool!" It's like, I don't care. I just think it's
You're
fun.
like
Yeah, whatever.
that's hilarious. People have actually started sending stuff like that to me and my husband. And
Oh, that's
I mean,
awesome.
just so far it's okay. It's like the most recent one was a sock challenge. I don't know if you've seen that one where like you and your spouse each wear one sock, you're also
I
wearing
have seen that.
clothing. Yeah. And they're like, you
Yeah.
and Wes need to do this. And I'm like, he's like a foot taller than me, this dude. So
Yeah. I have an advantage.
he does, but I mean, like, I picked him up in one of the videos the other day too. I was just like, just picked him
Oh,
up. So
geez.
I mean, you got to have fun with this stuff. I don't know. I think people take themselves far too serious.
I agree.
I teach a lot of group fitness classes as well, and I'm always cracking up at myself. I mean, I've fallen down and flipped over, and I mean,
It happens.
enough. There's enough garbage in the world. Let's just have fun. So you say that you're an army recruiter, and so I don't know much about that, and I don't know if you're open to talking about it because you could always say hello. So does that mean that you also serve in the army, or is that how you serve in the army? I don't know.
So I've been in I'm actually in the Army National Guard. So I've been in for about 18 and a half years. I've been in the military. For 16 of those years, I was the infantry, which I was a machine gunner the most of the time. From there, I switched to recruiting. I volunteered for recruiting duty in the Army National Guard. I did that for about 2.5 years, where I was a production recruiter, like where you're working on the street and actively trying to get people to join.
That's
And
where
then,
the serious came in. Hey, do you want to join the army? That was
yeah,
that guy, right?
hey, you stop, you know.
Stop.
Yeah. But that's where the videos all started from. And so as a result of those videos, I got kind of recruited to go to the national level for the Army National Guard. So each state has their own Army National Guard. They're all governed by the National Guard here in this area.
Hey, that was you, man. That was
Almost
not me.
did
That was good.
it.
In the area of which I reside here.
Bam. So anyway, I currently am in the role of the creative director and non-commissioned officer in charge of social media for the Army National Guard, all 54 states and territories. So
Nice. Congratulations. That seems really cool.
yeah, thanks. It's been something.
And that's why you make funny videos. Okay, I got it. I
Yes,
got it.
exactly. So that's kind of the role that I'm in right now. That kind of helps with recruiting because it drives the multimedia, digital media that we put on our website or social media for that page, and assists the individual states with their recruiting.
Nice. So you're everywhere, man. Like you really are just everywhere.
Yeah, I guess I'll tell you on your podcast, you're the first person and first anyone I've told this, but I am resigning my full-time position with the Army, and I'm going back to part-time to finish out my time in the military so that I can focus solely on content creation, all the things that come with this, and focus more on the family and farm. So
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
yeah, thank you
Really
very much.
cool. And I guess you'll let me know when I can air this then, when it's
No,
okay
I
to
don't
put
care.
it out there. I don't.
May 15th. May 15th is my last day. So anytime after that, don't matter
Okay, cool.
to me.
I will make sure and respect that. And my grandpa was in the army, and he was of the generation that didn't talk much about it. He mostly saw like cool pipes that he got from places he went, or hey, here's my leg with shrapnel in it, and that was kind of all I ever
Yay.
heard. Yeah, I know, like that was it. So, but thank you. Every time I see a vet, anytime I know
Yeah, of
somebody who
course.
served, I have no idea what it is like, and I appreciate that you everything that you have done, that you continue to do for our country, and because I think it affects me personally. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure.
And also, thank you for making really goofy, fun videos with your kids.
Also my pleasure. I love
Right. Maybe
doing
more of your pleasure. That's
it.
awesome.
Yes.
What has been your favorite one to do?
Man, I get that question on every podcast or thing that
Okay,
I
I don't even
do.
want to
And
ask that then. I want to ask a
no, no,
different
no, no,
one.
no. It's a good question. I don't know. I think somebody asked me that on my stories today. What has been your favorite video? I think the earlier on ones, the Army ones were probably my favorite, not because of the content wise. It was because it was with the same group of people. So it was a younger guy, his name is Fiscato, his last name. The guy I worked with, Beasley, and then some of the other guys that all worked in the armory together. And so, as a result of these videos, we all became pretty close, and we would do these videos almost every day. And in the beginning, everybody's like, "Oh, I don't want to do that. That's stupid. I don't want to be in a video." Blah blah blah. But then, now these guys, like, they love it. They look forward to it. They want to be a part of it because it was a great time, like joking around and everything. So. That those times were probably my favorite. An individual video would be much harder to determine because there's been, I've done over like 1200 videos at this point. So
Wow.
it's been a lot. The ones with my kids, like I like those. Those are, obviously we have fun with that. I don't know, the it's always the videos that I think are like, whatever, that I post and then they get like 30 million views.
You're like, for reals?
Yeah, but then the ones that I take time and effort and I film with, nice cameras and really take my time with editing and all this stuff, and those perform the worst. So it's like I just post whatever at this point. If I think
Yeah.
it's funny and it meets my rules, then I'll post it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's actually something that I've noticed as well. I feel like the more time you spend on something, the less.
Yeah, it just
I
doesn't
mean,
do it.
I don't have the 30 million views, but like I find
No, I mean
similar
it's,
type things. Yeah.
yeah.
That's awesome. So my podcast is called Stronger Than You Think, which and I've mentioned because I already told you. Is there something in your life that you have done? And again, obviously you can say it or not. Something in your life that you've done when you didn't feel like you were strong enough to do it. And but now looking back, you're like, wow, that was really, really strong what I did.
Yeah, I mean, there's
A
quite a few
million.
things. Quite a few things. I don't know. It's there, times in the military, time as a police officer, time as a firefighter, all these jobs that I've done, I could apply that
I like
to
that you
a
just
lot of
throw that
them.
out as a police officer, firefighter, like all the jobs I've done.
I
Wow.
mean, I have.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, no,
So,
that's cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you again.
of course. But no, I mean, it's, I would say like being deployed and doing that, being in those kind of situations, it's, there's a lot of doubt in your mind about how you'll react when something bad happens or when it does, what you do to push through it. And it's, I think everybody probably surprises themselves with how well that they can adapt to something and how well they can improve in that moment and even learn from it. And so that's kind of how I look at it. I don't really have a specific, I mean, I have plenty of
Just have too
examples,
many,
but
way too many.
yeah, I just, I don't know. The way that I've always looked at it is like, I would much rather focus on a solution for a problem, even in the moment. I want to think about the solution and not just like have a pity party for myself about how bad things are. And I mean, I'm not saying that that's wrong to think about, what's happening and all that, but I would rather focus my effort on the solution and making something better than I would dwelling on the bad things. And that's, I apply that to almost everything in my life. My wife doesn't like it sometimes because a lot of times she just wants me to listen and not have a solution for everything.
Right, just knock it off and say, I'm sorry, it's hard.
It took me about 8 years to figure that one out, but now I'm just a good listener. I just do the yeah, that's
Then you
crazy.
bite
You're
your
right.
tongue and there's some
Yeah.
blood coming out.
Yeah. Like, it's so simple.
I gotta do is, have you seen It's Not About the Nail?
No.
Okay, I will send
Not
that
about the
to
nail.
you.
Yeah,
I
please.
it, you will. It's just what we're talking about, and it is
Okay.
fantastic. So I will. It's a short YouTube video that my husband and I found, and we like to share it with everyone because it's amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
And I don't know how you could redo that, but holy cow, if you did that one, it's a good one. You'll
Okay.
like it.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch
That'll be amazing. I had a thought, and then it went, oh, I know what it was. And probably it's another boring one that you get asked, and it's about your mustache.
Yes. It's not real.
I knew it.
I'm just kidding. It's real.
No, I'm just kidding. I figured it was real.
Yeah.
Have you like had it for a really long time?
So do you know do you know why I have a mustache? It's because when I started making these videos, when I did the Ron Swanson skit that did really, really well, I had a mustache because it was November and that's when men
Yes.
traditionally grow mustaches, so I
Traditionally, of
was
course.
traditionally, it's
Yes.
a strong mustache tradition.
Yes.
Everybody at work was growing mustaches. I had a mustache. Somebody was like, "Hey, have you ever seen Ron Swanson?" And I'm like, "No, who's that?" And so they showed me a clip, and I'm like, all right, let's do a video of it. I'll be Ron Swanson. And so that video did so well that we did a whole bunch more of me acting like Ron Swanson, and those all did really well. So I'm like, oh man, I guess I should keep the mustache. And so I did for probably 2 months or 3 months or something. I had it, and then I shaved it off because I didn't want it anymore. And I mean, I lost followers. I had people send me messages like, you've changed, you need to grow your mustache. I'm like, man, this is serious. So like, even now, like, I would love to shave my mustache, but I almost can't at this point. It's like part of my brand. Like, I don't,
Wow.
people always ask me like, what would you look like without your mustache? And this is what I do. I mean, it's crazy. So for almost, I think I've had it for over 2 years without shaving it off. Which I keep saying, like, every million followers or half a million followers I get, I'm like, maybe I'll shave it when I get to that number. And it's, one to have, I just each time I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should do it. I would love
Who
to.
are you? Where's
Yeah.
that Tyler guy? Where'd he go?
Yeah, I mean, my dad has had a mustache, I'm pretty sure, since he was born. My wife has ne or
Since he was born.
my mom has never seen him without a mustache. So that means none of us have either. So yeah, but maybe I'll shave my convince my dad to shave his mustache, and I'll shave mine. There's no way he would.
Yeah,
Not a
so you
chance.
got you have an out. That's okay.
Yeah, you
My
got it. It's
dad,
like a family thing.
growing up, my dad would he could grow a really big mustache and beard, and so he would randomly decide to shave it, but it would only be half. So he'd come out and he'd be like, "So do you like this side or this side?" And it was like we get to choose. Like, could you go put it back on? He's like, "Yeah, I'll go do that." But it would be such a weird
Oh
bug
yeah,
fest.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that would be fun. You could decorate it or something.
I could
I
do
put
like a
designs in my head and people get offended when I don't have designs in my head. It's really funny how people have so many opinions.
Yes, there are a lot of opinions on the internet. That is for sure.
And in real life, I don't know, maybe you don't get opinions in real life because you live so globally that maybe
Yes.
you don't, it
Yeah.
doesn't matter.
Worldwide.
In the
Yeah,
area.
no, there's a lot of opinions. I did a video recently where I had a, it was for a bacon company that I'm working with to make videos. And I put bacon in my cast iron pan, and I guess I didn't season it correctly or something, my pan. And so the internet, like, I lit the internet on fire with, my disrespect of my cast iron pan. So I'm like,
How
man,
dare
you
you?
guys,
How
I mean, what
dare
was I
you?
thinking?
I don't even.
Not making a professional chef cooking cast iron video. What was I
How dare you? People need to
thinking?
have other things to do, I think, sometimes than get mad about how
Yes.
you cooked bacon.
Yeah, I love it though. I'm gonna lean into that one and do a video about how I take care of my cast iron pan and then do all the wrong things, wash it with
Good.
soap and put it in the
Fantastic.
dishwasher and
Scrub
all that.
it. And oh
Yeah.
my gosh.
Use the drill with like a wire brush. Like, this is how I get all the deep stains out.
Good. Yeah,
Yeah,
that'd be amazing. That'd be
people
good. And then
lose.
just run away. So you do get hate. That
Not really. Like, I really don't get anything bad. Like,
Oh, good.
it's never bad. It's always like, did you see the cast iron pan, or did you see how they did this? And sometimes that stuff is intentional. Like, we'll do things like, if I'm washing dishes, I might have like a spoon that it looks like I'm washing the dishes with instead of a brush. But I do that intentionally
Right,
to
because
get
it's
people to say
funny.
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
They take the bait.
Exactly. They'll be like, you can't wash them with that, But the cast iron one, I was like, no, that wasn't intentional. I was sorry, that's what it looks like right now.
Jeez.
I haven't had a day to season all my cast iron and smoke up the entire house doing it. Like, my bad.
That's fun. I think you're just supposed to use one that's like 150 years old. It's really
Yeah.
Really, the correct way. If you found it, if it was your great 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 grandma's in her
Yeah.
barn, then like you're good to go.
Yeah,
That's the way it
maybe that's
works.
where I'm going wrong.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. But yeah, I mean, now you know. So There you go. There's the first step. Knowing is half the battle. Well, thank you so much for coming on and
Yeah.
spending this time with me. I had one other thought. My brother-in-law is a he does like stand-up comedy. And he says that it can be really annoying when he talks to people because they are always just like poised and ready for the next funny thing. And
Exactly.
he has a shirt that sometimes if he's just like not feeling it says witty humor tea. And so he's just like, if people are looking at him like expecting something, he just points at his shirt, like, lay off. I'm not always funny and
Yeah,
hilarious.
that is very true. I will say that pretty much everywhere I go, I meet people and even different companies that I've worked with now. And a lot of times, even the companies, I was just at one and they said, "You're like you're very different than what we thought in your videos." I'm like, "Oh, am I?" Well, it's because it's like when it's me and my kids and my family here and a camera, like I can be myself. I don't care. I could care less about it at this point.
Right.
But when it's, I'm at an airport or something, and you couldn't have said it better yourself. People are teed up waiting for like, what's he
You
gonna
gonna
do? He's
do?
a funny guy, But it's like people expect you to be like Robin Williams or something, like making faces and being like, "Hey, how you doing?" all over the place. But it's, I'm a normal person.
Right.
I'm
Sometimes you laugh, sometimes you're
just a regular
boring.
guy. Sometimes I just want to take a nap on the airplane. I don't want to.
I don't want to come up
Hey.
with that.
Yeah.
No,
So
that's very true.
that has been a weird thing to like realize and see. And my wife even has said, like, "You need to get better at that when people come up to you." Because I wouldn't say I'm like overly defensive and like whipping around and like staring at people or anything like that, but it is different, when people come up and talk to you and they expect the person that they see all the time in these videos. And so if you're like, "Hey, how you doing?" they're like, "Oh man, this guy sucks."
He's so boring. I thought he was
Yeah,
fun.
so it's a good balance, like finding the right balance. And I'm practicing that all the
Yeah, I
time.
bet. And I bet it's weird having people come up to you and just like know you because they've seen so many of your videos or
Yeah.
whatever. And you're like, I'm literally seeing you for the first time. I don't even know what to say.
I'll have people come up and start a conversation like we've been friends for our whole lives. Like I
Good.
was in the TSA line, like doing the taking my belt off and going through the X-ray and all that stuff. And some guy, he just started talking. I didn't even hear what he said in the beginning, but he just started talking, and it was not like a, "Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you." It was like, "Oh yeah, remember that one time that this happened and that?" And I'm like, "What? Like, I don't know who you are, dude."
I don't at
So
all.
it's,
I don't at all. Yeah.
I just do the like, this number, like, "All right, nice to meet you. See you later."
Yeah. So
It's,
actually, I just came up with a solution for you. When you go out, you can just instead of, you know, people put a mustache to disguise, you just put a flesh stash.
well, so I've thought about this, and what I
Oh,
want
good.
to do is shave my mustache off and then have
Right.
it an exact replica made that then
Oh.
I can put on for videos. But then when I travel, I can take it
Oh.
off because then
Yeah.
it'll, I won't get as much of it. But
Yeah, that's
I'm
yeah.
not complaining. I love when people come up and say hello to me and everything like that.
I bet it's cool. I bet it
Yeah.
is. Well, thank you for
So
making the internet a happier place, one
I'm
silly
trying. I'm
video at a
trying.
time. I really appreciate it. I love watching it with my kids. Thank you for
Yeah.
coming
Well,
on.
thank you.
And
Of
I always end
course.
with, remember, I'm walking with you because I did my walkie-talkies. And so I'm walking, and you're stronger than you think, but you already knew. So you already are as strong as you thought you were, but you're stronger.
Stronger together.
Stronger together.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Through the internet land, wherever you are.
Yes, but now we're best friends.
Now we are
So
best
if
friends.
I
So when we
see
see each
you, I'm not
other,
even going to say hello. I'm just going to be
no.
like, "Hey, remember
Remember
that
that one time? And it was so
time?"
cool. And we whatever we did when we did
Yeah,
it.
perfect.
Sounds good. Perfect. That was good.
Oh,
That
I wasn't
was
even
now
trying.
what? It was
Nope.
so natural. You just
Yep.
perfect. Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Have a good one.
Of
See ya.
course, see you. Bye. Are you leaving?